SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. Happy to have you here on a Thursday, February 1. How about it, man? Time goes quickly here on the grid. Want to talk some Super Bowl touchdown score price? Let's just eyeballs on the market. Who's at the top? You know who's at the top. Christian McCaffrey, as he should be. Above minus 200 anywhere you do your shopping for CMC. And, you know, one of the things for McCaffrey that is maybe I am trying to will into existence the Brock Purdy Super Bowl MVP, obviously the Niners would need to win the game, is I really believe that Christian McCaffrey will need to score two touchdowns in order to win Super Bowl MVP. And I think having any player, any to that three consecutive games is such a tall task. And you'll notice McCaffrey straight up anytime touchdown, minus 220. Shortest it's been in the postseason, plus 260 for two. Tallest it's been in the postseason. And rightfully so. Look, I think the Chiefs defense is getting some respect. I think with it being the Super Bowl, they're maybe almost leaving up more accessible numbers. That might sound counterintuitive, but I think it kind of is what you're seeing here. All these CMC touchdowns will be tied into parlays. And again, understandably. But I'm going to be backing off McCaffrey. I'm not on Pacheco. He makes a lot of sense, that minus 140 price that we see on Isaiah Pacheco right now for his anytime touchdown score. He has scored so far in each of the postseason games. You could look around, find a bit better, minus 125, maybe even a minus 120 out there and available. As always, you want to do your best. And I will mention, as our radio audience is here on Sports Grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Kevin Walsh with you here on a Thursday night. The Pacheco number, really high on FanDuel. Elsewhere, not as much. So that is eye-catching, because it seems to be that's the Pacheco book, if you will. And that's certainly something just to keep your eyes on there. But let's talk about who I'm on, and then we can go through the rest of the market in a moment. On the side of the San Francisco 49ers, give me Deebo Samuel, plus 170, anytime touchdown score. This is a number that has moved some, but you could still even find 175 in the market, plus 145 on the shop that which I bet this at. So for Deebo, he has not found the end zone yet in the postseason. And again, it'll come as no surprise. That is key for me. Deebo Samuel, touchdown scoring machine to close out the regular season. Of course, removing week 18, he scored 10 touchdowns in the team's final 8 games. 10 touchdowns in his final 8, scored in 6 out of the 8, and not, of course, did not miss in back-to-back. He would basically not even miss back-to-back prior to his injuries that picked up in the middle of the season. And remember, Deebo getting in against Green Bay was something a lot of people were hot on. In fact, our guy Donnie Wrightside, who was his best bet for that football game, he left injured. Comes back, plays Detroit, injured. People are like, ooh, how much workload are we going to get? Led the team in receiving yards. Had a rushing play on the goal line. Deebo Samuel, I think, should have a much shorter number here. And again, this number's been moving, but not enough. I think Deebo around plus 120, plus 115. And I still would have been you looking to bet that number, right, on Deebo Samuel. I think he's into the end zone at plus 170. I think this is a great, great number here. And again, Plus 145, I still think, is a great number on Deebo Samuel to find the end zone. On the Kansas City Chiefs side of it, give me Rashee Rice. So KC has only scored with three players so far this playoffs. Pacheco has ran in three. Travis Kelce has caught three. And Rashee Rice has caught the other. So when you look at the anytime touchdown score market, here's how it lines up for the Kansas City Chiefs, just using this one book, okay? Pacheco minus 140, Kelce plus 105, Rashee Rice plus 140, Pat Mahomes plus 360. That's how far back we go. MVS plus 550. That's the next closest skill player after Pacheco, Kelsey, and then Rice. So there will be some tempting shots. I'm considering Noah Gray myself, plus 950. If Kadarius Toney's ruled in 9-1, he'll be interesting as well. But I'm playing Rashee Rice, and I'll tell you, you take a look here. First of all, not only has Rice scored in the Miami game, but he had a touchdown called off of the board in that matchup against Baltimore. It was a screen. It was a wide receiver screen. He was gone to the house, and the hold on the play that called it back, it was the right call, but it didn't really influence the blocking, right? So it's just it's there for Rashee Rice. He led this team in targets inside the 20 and inside the 10 in the regular season. We know the workload's legit. And take a look at the opponent here. So the 49ers allowed 20 passing touchdowns in the regular season. 16 of them. 16 went to wide receivers. That is a substantial, I mean, that's 80%. Even I can do that math quickly. 80%. Pat Mahomes, minus 140 to throw two. If he's going to throw two, it is incredibly likely that one of them is going to Rashee Rice. And it is hard right now to identify a wide receiver that is not Rice that is going to be able to bring in one of those touchdowns. So far in the playoffs, they've allowed three passing touchdowns, two to wide receivers, one to a tight end. I really do like this Rashee Rice number here, plus 140, still widely available on Rashee Rice. But again, as always, make sure you do get the best of the number. I wanted to bring up, so I love, you know, look, everyone loves the anytime touchdown market. But one of the markets that I just appreciate the most about the Super Bowl is the over-under jersey number of the first touchdown score. 19.5 is where this is booked. It basically boils down to McCaffrey and the tight ends against everybody else. Both quarterbacks, Pacheco, Rice, Debo, Ayuk. You want to throw Juwan Jennings in the fold? You can. That's what this largely boils down to. Like, if you look at these numbers, right? That, you know, MVS, if I'm right, 83? Let's double check what number MVS wears. But maybe he would come in for the, I'll check that, but maybe for the later numbers, that 19.5 number, though, I'm a bit tempted by the over. McCaffrey plus the tight ends. That's minus 110, right? You would also get a defensive touchdown. You would imagine, right? Who would be is anybody out there wearing a stupid number on defense, like a 7 that I can think of? Someone in the secondary somewhere probably is. That would be tough. But I've been tempted by that over 19.5 jersey number for the first touchdown score. Certainly something to think about. Huge breaking news in the NBA. No joke. Next. Huge.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on SportsGrid. It's Kevin Walsh with you on a Thursday night. Big breaking news in the NBA. No exaggeration. Joel Embiid confirmed a torn meniscus. Injured in the game against the Golden State Warriors. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN has said that Embiid will be held out through the weekend as a treatment plan is finalized. What this does is, to me now, without a shadow of a doubt, rule Embiid out of the NBA's MVP award. You see that there. Jokic, minus 125, is now minus 150. SGA plus 300 is plus 270. Luka has stayed at 5-1. Giannis right now, we're seeing plus 850. Tatum is 37. What I would say on this market right now is I think Jokic is beatable. He is not having an untouchable season by his own standard, and that makes it beatable. We've seen Jokic do the things he is doing before. With Embiid gone, I think now SGA down, Luka, Giannis, even Tatum a little bit, gets interesting. Tatum just popped back 40-1. All stuff to keep your eye on. We can talk about this more as the night continues, but let's bring in the terrific Joe Madden, who is with us again here on Game Time Decisions. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Kevin. How about yourself?
I am doing well. We just did some Super Bowl touchdown scorers, Deebo Samuel, Rashee Rice. We're getting excited for the big game, and I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting excited for it. I really want to see the 49ers get the win, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to, Kevin. I think my money has to go on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm on the Niners, Joe, but I get it. It's Mahomes, and I know that that is tough for people. Look, we'll talk a little bit more about the NFL in a moment, but I want to start with All-Star Weekend. Are you going to be betting in the NHL, of course, kind of any of these events? Is there stuff that you have your eye on?
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think when you're looking at these All-Star events, you have to go light because you have to look at the motivation of these players to come out. And this skill competition has changed. And it actually sounds like the changes are for the better. People were getting bored of the competitions seasons before. And so this one, you have 12 players. The 12 players have 6 events that they can pick from. They choose 4 of those events, and the top 8 players move on to the 7th event, which is the shootout event. And that's really interesting. And I think it's something everyone needs to take advantage of watching to see who these guys pick to go up against, because they get to pick their goalie. So you're going to see which goalie they think they have the best ability to be able to score on. And I think we can carry that over into our betting for the rest of the season. And then the top 6 of those move on to that final round. It's an obstacle course, and the winner takes $1 million. So it's going to be really interesting. If I'm looking at all the players out there, I really do think you have to circle Nathan MacKinnon. He's the most aggressively competitive guy out there on the ice, and I really do think Nathan MacKinnon, the value you're getting, has every opportunity of winning this skill competition and taking home that $1 million. Now, would I like to see Cale Makar win it? Absolutely. Cale Makar coming out there already telling some of his teammates, and I'm pretty sure the defensive teammates, he's going to split that $1 million with them if he gets a win, and he is a teammate there of Nathan MacKinnon, so we'll see what happens out there on the ice.
All right, looks like it should be a fun weekend, but let's start talking through some Super Bowl props here, Joe, because I know you're dialed in, and I got to go straight to the defensive side, because I know you always look for these defensive player props here. Where are you seeing some early value for Super Bowl 58?
Yeah, I think you really need to look at Nick Bosa here and Chris Jones, both for the anytime sack. We look at both of these teams last week, and those offensive lines allowed both of the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy, to be sacked twice. And when we look at Brock Purdy on the season, he's been sacked 28 times. Patrick Mahomes, 27. I think in this one, looking at Nick Bosa to be able to break through, you know he's going to have a big day. Nick Bosa is going to put a lot of weight of this defense on his shoulders. So minus 136 for him for the anytime sack. You can also take him to record the first sack here for the 49ers. That's coming in at plus 180. And I think that has value on it as well. He has 10.5 sacks on the season. And when we look at Chris Jones coming in at minus 138 for the anytime sack. He'll be pivotal as well for the Kansas City Chiefs on the defensive side to break through and get to Brock Purdy. He's going to bring that pressure as well. 10.5 sacks for him on the season. Now, a little bit of concern here with that quad injury. He is listed as injured, but I 100% think he's going to be out there on the field and be impactful in this one. If you want to look at the longer shot for him to get the first sack here for the Kansas City Chiefs, that's coming in at plus 330. So I don't hate the value you're getting on that. I just think Nick Bosa probably gets the first sack for the 49ers, but I do think Chris Jones still gets a sack out there as well.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, Joe, I was going through this matchup. I think so. A lot of times when people do like the tail of the tape, it's like, hey, who's the better offensive line? Chiefs are, yeah. Who cares? Is the Chiefs' defensive line better than the Niners' offensive line? And Chris Jones is the swing factor in that. He is the first or second best defensive lineman in football for a lot of people. The thing is, the Niners have reps against the other guy, which is Aaron Donald, makes for an interesting spot. What about the tight ends here, Joe? Where are you seeing value with Kittle and Kelsey?
Yeah, I'm looking at Kittle, circling him big time in this game. When we look at his career versus the Kansas City Chiefs, it's actually surprising how many receiving yards he has been able to put up. Now, he's only played two games versus the Kansas City Chiefs. He's had 177 receiving yards on 11 catches and only that one touchdown. I do think his receiving yard prop is too low, and I think it's because of what we saw last week versus the Kansas or versus the Lions. We only saw 27 receiving yards out of him. The prop for Super Bowl is sitting at 48.5, and I do think this number is going to continue to tick up higher because I expect him to hit at least into the 70s in this one. So I love George Kittle over that 48.5. And then when I'm looking at Travis Kelce, we all know we have to play something on Travis Kelce. You know Taylor Swift's going to be back in the building, and everyone keeps talking about the number 13 and how it correlates with her and her favorite number. So if you're looking for a long shot prop, I was playing around on FanDuel trying to work out what I could take on Travis Kelce. Those numbers were hitting 13. So if you take Travis Kelce for the alt receptions of 13 plus, it's coming in at plus 850. And you got to laugh. The 8 plus the 5 plus 0 equals 13, her favorite number. Now, Travis Kelce hasn't hit this number yet this season, but he did have 11 last week versus Baltimore. The connection between him and Patrick Mahomes just looked so solid out there last week, better than I think I've seen them all season long. It was so smooth. So I don't think it's that long of a long shot taking him here at plus 850 for 13 plus receptions.
The plus 850 part, 8 plus 5, actually really sold me. I would just make one other point. There are some people who believe that the Kelce Swift stuff is manufactured for NFL ratings, right? If that is true in your mind, then you are insane if you don't bet Travis Kelce for Super Bowl MVP because they then owe that to him to make sure that Taylor is up there with him as he accepts it. Quickly, Joe, Brock Purdy getting some love from you as well.
Yeah, Brock Purdy absolutely getting that love. Over 11.5 rushing yards. We saw how fantastic he was scrambling last week for 48 yards. And I do think in this one, the pressure that the Kansas City Chiefs defense is going to put on him, he's going to have to use his legs if the 49ers want to stay in this game. So over 11.5 in this one. And remember, the waxing moon is out for the Kansas City Chiefs. 19-1 when the waxing moon is out, the Chiefs have gone. So if you believe in all of that stuff, there's that bet.
There you go. There's a lot of voodoo and magic whenever Mahomes is out there, Joe, so it makes a lot of sense. Appreciate it as always. Coming up next on Game Time Decisions, Dave Sharapan, live from Vegas.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh, Dave Sharapan. So, Dave, yesterday you signed in. I was very stressed. Do you by chance know how things worked out for me and my wager in the Kentucky game?
He got there. Our guy got there.
Was 20 plus points, rebounds, and assists. He had 24 points. With 8 rebounds and 6 assists.
I was talking about
the game went to OT. He played 45 minutes, by the way.
Yeah. There was no stress. I said it nice. In the first segment with Wetzel. We kept an eye on it. And I thought it was just points, K-Dub. I thought you needed 20 points. And then I said no.
Could have been.
He said PRA. That's a thing.
Right.
It was PRA. I said this was the easiest bet ever. That was outstanding. Yeah. They lost him.
He had 17.
Is that a bad loss?
First half.
Is that a quadrant one win? Is all these quadrants working out for Florida?
So that's
the
weird thing.
They in now?
Right. So it's good for Florida, right? That's a huge win for them.
Huge.
If you look at college basketball this season, for a team like Kentucky, they're already in the dance. We know that, right? And if everybody's beatable, Does it matter? Like, does it, like, yes, Kentucky wants to win. Obviously, they don't want to lose at home. They want to win an SEC regular season. All that's true, right? But now, so if you're asking from that, like, if you bet Kentucky to win the SEC regular season, that is a nightmare. Tennessee just lost at home to South Carolina. They play Saturday, Kentucky and Tennessee at Rupp. Right. If you're Kentucky, all you had to do was beat Florida. You go into that game, you beat Tennessee, you're the favorite. So from that perspective, Dave, disaster. March Madness perspective, I don't even think it matters at all. I don't even think it matters one bit.
Do they have to get a top seed, though? Like, because – are the seeds going to be important come March? Because it's easier playing out of the one seed or the two seed, right, rather than the three, but, four, five. No?
Hold on. Let me ask you this. You might know this even better than I would.
Right.
Seeding is supposed to matter. Dave, how many people did you know last year with a UConn futures ticket?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Now, yeah. Shame on the books.
They were a four seed. Shame on. Right?
Yes, but Dave, they were a four seed.
Yeah.
I'd have to look back who was in their bracket, but like everybody was betting them. Everybody. And it wasn't like people just kept picking them off, you know, during Big East play. Like, the bracket got set, everyone went, UConn's the best team here. I think they were, like, top eight on KenPom before the tournament tipped off.
Correct.
And, yes, I will never get over that, because their opening round matchup was Iona, and it was Rick's last game at Iona, and I'll always remember. But, like, Dave, who cares about seeding? You're gonna get it if you're gonna get the two seed or the one seed, and they're gonna give you UConn in your bracket. Who cares?
Fair point. You gotta let that Iona thing go. I mean, it's been a year. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go.
We're not close. You know what? You're right. I shouldn't say never, but we're not close to letting it go. And certainly not this stupid team goes back to back. I'm gonna double down more. We're replaying the tournament. We're replaying the tournament. Okay. Walker, by the way, the kid last night that just diced up Walter Everybody Clayton agrees. On Florida.
Yeah.
He was on Iona last year. Like,
no, he wasn't.
I just wanted to win a game.
Yes, no, he was. He was on Iona?
Yes, he was. Yes. Yes.
Oh, they gave him a bag to go down to Florida? Florida's nice.
I mean, they did. They couldn't outbid Rick. It's New Mexico. Everybody loves this New Mexico team. You see big man Nelly Jr. Joseph? Iona.
Another one?
Iona. St. John's, his kid Danis Jenkins having a big season. Iona. We had to... Oh, my God.
Oh, you had to squad.
You had to host a segment.
I didn't mean to bring this up. You're getting, upset. Don't get upset.
Give me a minute.
We're going to do two segments.
Give me a minute. All right, take it. We got to do two.
Kofsky, you got me for two segments. Finally, you let me and K-Dub talk for more than 12 minutes, and I didn't know. And I got him upset. I didn't mean to get you upset, Kevin. But listen, Iona, that was a good thing. They had it all together.
Made seven threes.
And it'll come back. Like, won't it come back? All won't right. Iona come back? Look at this. Now we're on both screens. They won't even let you back in the box.
All right, that was good. That's all right, that was good. That made me smile.
Look at that. Smile. Relax. Everybody take a deep
breath. All right, that was good.
All right.
You can put me back now. NBA All-Star teams came out, by the way. Let me just quickly do these for people that care, which is me. West All-Stars. I know. I'm well aware who cares. Me. West reserves. Steph, Kawhi, AD, Kat, Paul George, Ant Edwards, Devin Booker. First
That's
reaction.
Good team.
Really good. Really
That's
good team. Those are the backups. East reserves. Jalen Brunson, Jalen Brown, Donovan Mitchell, Paolo Bancaro, Bam Adebayo. I almost said Pam. Bam Adebayo, Tyrese Maxey, and Julius Randle.
They're the dog.
No.
Just by the names.
That line's out.
They're the plus. The other side is the minus. That's no question
East
about
is
that.
East is catching 2.5.
Yeah, I don't even. I was going to say 4. I was just in my head on the reserves. It's 4.
LeBron's in the West starting lineup. Is he bringing down their power rating? Hold on. Can I just say something? This is going to be so annoying for people.
Did you hear they're talking about trading LeBron?
Okay, wait. Give me a second on that. Because, listen, I was literally told I'm losing a paycheck every time I big up ripping up LeBron in Vegas. So let me get all this out while I can. I'm dead serious. Everyone's going to think I'm crazy. There's no way Embiid plays in that All-Star game. West should be four. Not kidding. Nobody cares. Nobody's betting it. But Embiid, they just came out with the torn meniscus. The line should move. If they're hanging it, they should get it right. It's wrong. No?
2.5. It should be 4 to begin with, just on the reserves. I don't even know who's starting.
It could be 8. How high can we get this thing?
Oh, it's going to go. Where's he getting
minus
traded?
-142 money line.
First of all, so you have to get all the LeBron mentions out today and tomorrow. That's it? You can't mention
him
in Vegas?
I'm not even working tomorrow. Yeah. I already told Coach I'm going to sneak away, do a little BATR. So.
Well, you can come on BVB and talk about LeBron the whole time if you'd like. If you need to, you know, you need a pick. Absolutely. You can come on. We can talk basketball. That would be outstanding.
All right.
You're on. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good. Let me ask you this.
Is he going to go to the East?
Okay. So here's my question to you. So JY and I were breaking this down. If I told you he goes to the Sixers for Tobias Harrison picks.
Really?
How high do they go? Money can work pretty easily.
Oh, we're back.
All right, let's work it like this. Hold on. Philly right now is 20-1.
They're better than Milwaukee.
They moved.
Start saying the song.
Hold on.
I'm getting excited.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Goodness.
Philly right now is 20-1. Some of that's the Embiid news. Tobias out, LeBron in, picks, doesn't matter. 20-1 Philly. 17-1 is Minnesota and OKC. They jump both, right?
Yes.
12-1 Phoenix. They jump them?
Now, we get right around there. Who in the East, what is the Celtics and the Bucks price right now?
To win the title, Bucks are plus 550, Boston plus 280.
I say we go to 12 and see what we do. I think we go to 12, maybe.
I'll tell you what you do. You get hit with an avalanche called Kevin Walsh. You go to 12 with that number. You better go down to 7. You better go down to 7 right now. You better keep dropping that thing.
What are you going to do with all the purple and gold stuff? I'm going to have to get you all the Sixers stuff. You got the Sixers stuff already,
don't you? I will buy all the Sixers stuff proudly. What do you think? We still have the Cavs stuff. We have the Heat stuff. We're good. Don't worry about it. We're good.
The Sixers getting LeBron? Oh. We're going to have to do our own show. We'll call it the LeBron Hour. Oh, my goodness.
All right, let me ask you. The Knicks aren't trading for him.
They might get LeBron.
Oh,
my God.
Hey, listen.
I just yelled down to the kids.
If you're in the room, like the Lakers are. See, this is the nice thing. Like, what would the odds. If they hung right now, and they probably do out there. Or do they still hang yes no's? To like win the title, win the West or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. The circa has the future prices to win a championship are yes, no's. You can bet the no right now on every team. You couldn't make the no high enough. As soon as they ship them, it goes to 99999. However many digits you can put in there, boom. It's done,
man.
Wrap. It's over.
You want to talk about a gift, personal gift. Preseason, there's two human beings in the world that believe in Philly. Me and Nick Nurse. That's it. Only two. And we get to the deadline. And LeBron's on that team.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to get fired. They're not going to let me talk basketball ever again.
We'll be fine. Oh, we'll start playing the song just like we do on Cash Considerations. We'll play the song every day.
Great show.
10-9-8-76ers. Let's go. Is this a real possibility, or are you just hyping me up? I'm going to get off of this show. I'm going to go on every show I'm on and say, K-Dub told me he might go to Philly. This is great. This is great news.
I got another one for you. We got a little NFL breaking news. The hits just keep on coming. A little NFL breaking news for the people. A little tag. You keep it right here. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live out here on Sports Grid, it's Kevin Walsh, it's Dave Sharapan, it's Game Time Decisions. So you had some NFL breaking news. Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. The Raiders locked in on Cliff Kingsbury, new offensive coordinator here for the Vegas Raiders. So some positive Vegas news ahead of Vegas week. Does this jump off the page for you at all, Dave?
No. I mean, it's good because you got to get a guy who – I think is going to take complete control of it and let Antonio Pierce keep doing what he's doing and focus on the defense and focus on just getting the lay of the land as far as being a head coach and delegating responsibility. So Kingsbury's had success. That's great. He's been a head coach. That's great. Still got to solve the problem who's throwing the ball, but
they need a quarterback.
You know, That's more important, I think. I mean, it's great to have a good coordinator, but it's better to have a good quarterback.
I like the move.
Yeah?
Because Cliff did have more success in the NFL than people would lead you to believe.
Correct.
But my takeaway from this is not that he is in Vegas, and it's that he is not in Chicago.
Mm.
Which you would imagine Cliff Kingsbury would have been told... Like he would have, I would imagine he would have had his choice. And maybe he said, well, Chicago, are you going to draft Caleb? Maybe the Bears said, we don't know. Maybe they said, no. I don't know. One of the things, so I am fascinated by what they will do, the Chicago Bears. A lot of people feel very confident that they are going to draft Caleb Williams. Understandably. A lot of people would also be including the odds makers. Minus 1,200, number one overall pick is Caleb. But the caveat, of course, is the Bears don't have to pick one, and Caleb could go one. The only thing is... And I know it is a scenario that everyone tells me is a 0% chance of happening. When zero is too strong.
Yeah.
If the Bears decide 100% we are keeping Fields and everybody behind them says, good for you, then draft. I don't know if they can really take Caleb. I know everybody thinks they're going to be able to trade out and get a ton of picks. But, Dave, it's a better than 0% chance that they would have to sit there and draft. And at that point, then probably Marvin Harrison Jr. goes first.
Wow.
No?
No, the scenario makes sense. But I think the value of the pick holds more value if they trade it than if they draft Caleb and trade him. So I don't know. Like, this was always one of those things that I absolutely hated doing in the room. Trying to come up with the odds for the draft is hard enough, but trying to come up with the odds for the draft, not knowing if they're going to do the draft with the teams in the order that they have it in. So, because if you know that the Bears are going to trade back, even one pick, that means Caleb's going number one, and I might as well make it minus 2,000. To keep you, you know, the bettors off of it. I mean, this is it's hard. It's a challenge. I told everybody that it's coming to Vegas this weekend and they'll be here all next week. I'm not talking about the draft. As much as you're not allowed to talk about LeBron, I'm not talking about the draft while I'm here. I want to talk about the game. I want to talk about the numbers, the props, what we can do in Vegas later after our obligations, things like that. Good places to eat, whatever you want. Don't ask me who's drafting who. Don't ask me about none of that stuff because I don't want to talk about it this week. It's about the game or about LeBron. We'll talk about him. That's fine. That's fine. I don't want to talk about the draft.
Well, so, yeah, you know, it, again, what I think is so interesting, I know you just said you don't want to talk about it, so I'll do it quickly. But
I'll talk about it
maybe it exists. No, I know, but... I would just like to know if someone is booking out there, odds of the first pick for Chicago, like who, like Bears first draft selection odds. I'm just curious about
whether
that.
They take the first draft pick or who they take.
Who, like player selected by Bears with their first pick.
So let's do it right now. What are the options?
Caleb Marvin Harris still be like minus. I think Caleb. Yeah, I don't think they're taking a tackle. I don't think so.
We'd have to come up with numbers.
The problem, though.
Caleb.
So I think
Marvin
Caleb is like minus 600. I'd bet Field probably and lose. But my thing is, so let's say they trade out. We're sticking with Fields. We're trading out. Marvin might be gone by the time they go. Obviously, if they trade out, they're not getting Caleb. Let's just say they trade back to six.
Top five is taking Marvin. It's not Washington.
Fourth.
Right? It's not New England.
Arizona picks fourth. Arizona.
Is Arizona? Arizona?
No?
I don't know. Does that help them?
Again, I don't know.
I mean, Marvin Harrison helps anybody, but I think they need help on the interior.
I'm not saying they don't, but what I'm saying is if you're the Cardinals and you're sitting there and Marvin's on the board, you're probably picking him.
Fair. That's what I mean. It's hard enough to speculate, like, first pick overall, position, quarterback, anything else. Second pick, yeah, quarterback, anything else. Yeah. Is it QB, no matter what teams are in the slot?
So the reason that stuff is usually yes is, like, first non-quarterback selected at a different place is minus 475 Marvin.
Wow.
Man.
Okay.
It's strong. But the idea, here's how people think the draft is going to go. Caleb 1, Jaden Daniels and Drake May in some order, and then Marvin. That's how a lot of people seem to think the draft is going to break.
Okay.
It's early, but that's what the conversation is right now.
Wow. Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. Time will tell. Let me ask you this. We're pushing back towards three. I mean, 2.5. We're closer to three than, the Chiefs being favored, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bring red.
You think
San Francisco
get to three?
Red. Bring first one to three usually loses because you can't get back off the three in these situations, but it's still the first week, so you got time. I think you're going to really be reluctant to go to three. You don't need to. And it's betting. The big bets already came in at 1 and 1.5. So if you already, you already laid it with the Niners, you're good. So from the book's perspective, we could go back down and get whatever we want below two. We go to 1.5. Mm-hmm. You want to go to one, fix the money line, that's fine. I don't want to go to three because I don't want to open up a window of opportunity of getting sided on the game. Falls three. I give back all the threes. I lose all the 2.5s and twos. It's the Super Bowl. We can't. I don't want to get sided or middled. I mean, they still talk about the 35-31 1979 Super Bowl with the Steelers and the Cowboys. All my guys that are older and were actually either in the business or betting it, it fell in the middle. I mean, the game fell four. It was six and it was three and it fell four. They called it Black Sunday. So, I mean, they actually made a movie about it, not the game getting falling in the middle, but they made a movie about that Super Bowl, Black Sunday. So, yeah, we don't want that, K-Dub. We don't need that. Can I ask you real quick, Lakers-Boston?
Yes.
Is this the best rivalry in basketball? We talked about this today. The Lakers and the Boston Celtics used to be the best rivalry in basketball. They're playing tonight. Your man sits out. AD sits out. It's the only trip back east. It used to mean everything. The line is 2 touchdowns and an extra point. 15. What are you doing? I love this rivalry. It's not that rivalry anymore, is it?
Well, I mean, look, it will obviously never be what it was. Magic and Larry is once in a lifetime. And
right.
Sometimes we say once in a lifetime, once in a lifetime means once in a lifetime. The two best players in the league were on the Celtics and the Lakers, and they just played every year in the finals. Okay?
Right.
So that's what that was. I think it is still the best rivalry in the NBA because I think it's the only game, no matter who's on the teams, when you see the two teams matched up on the slate, you go, ooh, Celtics-Lakers. Right?
Yes.
You don't go, yes. Ooh, Bulls-Pistons. You don't do that. So
not anymore.
You don't. Ooh, Knicks Heat, right? Like, oh, I wonder if this game will have 60 points in it. Trash ass games, but that, you know what I mean. So,
right.
But also, like, David, I kind of like LeBron and AD are. You think they're missing this game because they don't care? These guys aren't healthy. Is that like how long are we gonna have to do this for? You know. You think LeBron doesn't care about? I mean, maybe LeBron's over it, but AD missed the game in Atlanta. You think like, right. This is what people think? That, like AD missed the game in Atlanta to justify missing the game in Boston? No, that's not how this works.
Right.
It's just AD's hurt again. Welcome to the NBA. What are we doing?
Yep. And it's a bummer. I had the Laker hat already too. I got this special edition Laker hat. I wanted to show you. It says LA in script. It's purple, nice. Matches my Super Bowl stuff. I was all excited. Yeah. Then I saw the line fly this afternoon. I said, oh, no, they're not even playing.
But
this is no good.
But
under?
But no. I think now you just take the 15. Right? Isn't this what we've seen constantly?
Yes. You'd think so. But
right? Like every time? Like every single person who bet Boston minus 11 loses. Usually, like that's what we've seen. That's usually what we see in the NBA. Like it is unfortunate, but it is how this stuff usually goes. In my eyes, at least.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Because and it makes sense, by the way, too, right? To your point, Celtics Lakers, right? The Boston Celtics go LeBron, AD, let's get going, and then who's Jackson Hayes is starting, and they come out flat. And then the Lakers just hang around all game because 15's a million. And,
right.
Like, D'Angelo Russell found out that those two were sitting. He's like, oh, this is the best game of my life. He's already taken about five shots in this game, it looks like.
His props over? His props over?
21.5 was his number.
PRA? PRA?
I was tempted. But listen, I took him to make the first three in this game. We're doing it again. Nobody's made a three yet. We're 5 minutes in. Like, it's just someone making it put me out of my misery. Still,
that's the longest sweat still. To make a three in a long time.
No, it's not even longer than what I just shoot it from forever. Let's see if I can just root this in. No, please. It's just running pick and roll. But the roll man's getting it every play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's Austin Reeves. He'll make it. He made it. There it is. Austin Reeves makes the first one.
Okay.
What are you going to do? We took D'Lo. We try to spread it around. We couldn't spread. Everybody had a chance at it.
Utah tonight? Utah against the Sixers?
Philly?
Too many.
Take Philly. No? You like the Jazz?
I'll see you this weekend!
See you then!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last stop till Vegas. Game time decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here on a Thursday night. It feels like Thursday afternoon. I've been here for a while. I feel like it's light out. It's dark. Doesn't matter. Nebraska plus 1.5, baby. Give me the Cornhuskers. I like this spot. Lost their last game out against Maryland. Have not lost at home yet in Big Ten play against the Wisconsin team whose last two road games are non-covers. Lost outright at Penn State. Laid 2.5 to Minnesota. They only won by 2. So, do not. Come on, man. Do not. What a scene. Don't leave the 1.5 on the table, huh? What is on the table? You see what I? Yeah, it's a tough spot. Also, let's get Umar Bayo over 9.5 rebounds tonight. The big man for the Arizona Wildcats. Is he in a good spot against the Cal team that he had 11 rebounds against in only 21 minutes? Last matchup for him was against Oregon. Only played 20 minutes. Foul trouble. Put him on the bench for a lot of that game. Still secured 9 rebounds. I think he makes sure that he stays out of foul trouble, stays aggressive in this game on the glass, and has a good one late night in the Pac-12. So give me Umar Bayo over. For those that have not seen him, 4 picks are already on the board for the Super Bowl in Vegas between the Niners and the Chiefs. Deebo Samuel, anytime touchdown score, plus 170. Rashee Rice, anytime touchdown score, at plus 140. And from earlier in the week, we have Brandon Ayuk over 4.5 receptions and Patrick Mahomes, 25 plus rushing yards. And I am sure that there is more to come. And I am excited to deliver that out there in Las Vegas. There will be some pro football today for you this weekend here on the network. And then Monday morning, myself, Donnie Wrightside, Joe Lisi, and Ben Stevens out in Las Vegas for you. An 8 a.m. East Coast start time, pro football today. Monday through Friday. Cannot wait. In-game live is up next. I'm Kevin Walsh. Best of luck on your bets.